Inspiring solutions to save America, one show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes, and I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. We're always thrilled to be with you. So we do have to talk about this investigation, this special counsel, Robert Hur, sitting down with Joe Biden and tell the truth about what happened. Now, I freely admit I have not read the entire transcript. I've seen some parts of it. And for Ian Sams, the White House hack, the spokes hack, to try to twist this whole Beau Biden death date story, which is a lie. And it was a lie that Joe Biden dropped himself after this report came out, calling him a well-meaning elderly man, right? Using this whole Beau Biden lie that somehow you can't talk to somebody, the president of the United States, when you're doing an investigation into his rampant and 50-year history of mishandling classified documents to the effect of who knows that you can't ask these questions is preposterous. Of course it is. But you need to hear the different tacks that the Republicans use vis-a-vis the Democrats. The Republicans want to know, look, Mr. Hur, in your transcript here, in your testimony, you have said that, yes, Joe Biden willfully kept classified documents. And he had them all over the place. It wasn't like, oh, geez, snap, I didn't realize that. It's epidemic. It's all over. It's seven different places, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that? Because I'm not sure I knew it was seven. I knew it was at least three or four. Seven? Well, I want you to hear North Dakota Representative Kelly Armstrong. He's going to go through this very, very succinctly. So there were classified documents found here, right? Yes. Here, yes. Here, yes. Here, yes. Here, yes. Right? This is the best way to set up what Republicans were drilling down on. Joe Biden had a hell of a lot of documents, and they raided Mar-a-Lago, right? Joe Biden allowed people access to those documents. Joe Biden spoke about them to his ghostwriter and then lied about it. And we're expected to say, well, he lost his son and his life has been kind of tragic. So, yeah, no, let's just move along. No, suck it. Here's Representative Kelly Armstrong. Go.
Mr. Hur, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
Okay, so what else are we talking about? Full stop. Literally, I just gave you 20 seconds. What more do you need to know? Joe Biden has operated above the law. People in Congress know the rules. They understand what that secured facility is called, a SCIF. Not allowed to go in there with any writing utensils, not allowed to take a phone, not allowed to remove anything, don't take notes. Not Joe Biden. And Robert Hur decided to not charge him with a crime, even though everything he's done is criminal. Why is that? That's what the Republicans are trying to drill down on. Here's Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida. And so as we know that Joe Biden has lied multiple times, and it's been proven in this Hur report, let's just make sure we're on the record. Let's not use fancy words for it. I don't need to hear some ornate explanation, because if you lie, you lie. Liars lie. Did he lie? Here's Matt Gaetz.
Strider, the president. I did not share classified information. I did not share it. I guarantee I did not. That's not true, is it, Mr. Hur?
That is inconsistent with the findings based on the evidence in my report.
Yeah, so it's a lie, is just what regular people would say, right? Yeah, all right. So the next one. And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. That wasn't true either, was it?
That was inconsistent with the findings of our investigation.
Another lie, people might say, right? Because what you put in your report was, among the places Mr. Biden's lawyers found classified documents in the garage was a damaged open box. So here's what I'm understanding, right? As Mr. Armstrong laid out, you find in your report that the elements of a federal criminal violation are met. But then you apply this senile cooperator theory that because Joe Biden cooperated and the elevator doesn't go to the top floor, you don't think you get a conviction. And I actually think you get to the right answer in that. I don't think Biden should have been charged. Don't think Trump should have been charged. But under the senile cooperator theory, isn't it frustrating that Biden continues to go out and lie about the basic facts of the report that lay out a federal criminal violation?
Congressman, I need to disagree with at least one thing that you said, which is that I found that all of the elements were met. One of the elements of the relevant mishandling statute is the intent element, and what my report reflects is my judgment that, based on the evidence, I would not be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury that that intent element had been
right,
met.
Right, but the reason you have that doubt is the senile cooperator theory. The fact that Joe Biden is so inept in responding
yes.
that you can't prove the intent, which again, I don't quibble with that conclusion, but it's frustrating to be like, oh, well, this guy's not getting treated the same way as Trump because the elevator's not going to the top floor, so we can't prove intent. While at the same time, Biden goes out there at the White House and says, well, you know, he just blatantly lies. And what I'm trying to figure out is whether or not Biden's lying because he's still so senile, he hasn't read your report, or whether it's a little craftier and a little more devious and perhaps a little more intentional than we might otherwise think.
So it's one thing or the other. He's either sharp, he's focused, he's seasoned, he's ready to go. He does more before noon than anybody else out there. He's incredible. Man is a dynamo. Oh my gosh. I'm only 53 and I can hardly keep up with him. Or he's demented. Right? Which one is it? This is what they're drilling down on. And what about a motive? Look, what Bob Hur did not say there, and in code, because he wouldn't just say, we found that we could not find evidence of that in our... That's a lie, right? Yes. Just say it, yo. Just say it. We're big boys and girls. We got it. We know it. We know what's going on. Right? How about this? What about the motive? There's got to be a motive, right? If you're going to do stuff, you got to have a motive. Well, Jim Jordan drills down on that. Listen to Joe Biden's motive for breaking the rules that, by the way, he has known about for an awfully long time. Go.
Mr. Hur, why'd he do it? Why did Joe Biden, in your words, willfully retain and disclose classified materials? I mean, he knew the law. Been in office like 50 years. 5 decades in the United States Senate, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, 8 years as vice president. He got briefed every day as vice president. He's been in the Situation Room. In fact, you know he knew the rules because you said so on page 226. President Biden was deeply familiar with the measures taken to safeguard classified documents. And Joe Biden told us he knew the rules. Mr. Armstrong said this earlier. Joe Biden was deeply familiar with it. You're exactly right, because he told us when Jack Smith goes after President Trump, Joe Biden says, how could this happen? What data was in those documents that could compromise sources and methods? It's irresponsible. So Joe Biden knew the rules. You know he knew the rules. And Joe Biden told us he knew the rules. So, Mr. Herr, why did he break them?
Congressman, the conclusion as to exactly why the president did what he did is not one that we explicitly address in the report. The report explains my decision to the Attorney General that no criminal charges were warranted in this manner.
I think you did tell us. I think you told us, Mr. Herr. Page 231, you said this. President Biden had strong motivations. That's a key word. We're getting to motive now. President Biden had strong motivations to ignore the proper procedures for safeguarding the classified information in his notebooks. Why did he have strong motivations? Because, next word, because he decided months before leaving office to write a book. To write a book. That was his motive. He knew the rules. He broke them because he was writing a book. And you further say, and he began meeting with the ghostwriter while he was still vice president. There's the motive. Mr. Herr, how much did President Biden get paid for his book?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if that information appears in the report.
Sure does. There's a dollar amount in there. You remember?
It may be $8 million.
$8 million. Joe Biden had 8 million reasons to break the rules. Took classified information and shared it with the guy who was writing the book. That's why he did. He knew the rules, but he broke them for $8 million in a book advance.
Oh, my goodness. Right? $8 million for him to not even really write a book. For a ghostwriter to write it. Do you guys see how the money issue goes? How everybody's so rich there and why nobody ever wants to leave Congress or government in general? While you pay the price, we'll get back to the Republican questioning because it just melts down from there. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. So Jim Jordan gets Bob Herr to admit, oh, so wait a minute. He was taking all these documents because he was fantasizing that he was going to write a book. He was going to have some memoir, and he was planning on writing his memoir. And so he needed all this stuff. He knew what he was doing. And what was the motive for this? Well, an $8 million book advance. I mean, let's talk national security, shall we, Mr. Herr? Here's Jim Jordan.
Because here's the scary part. Page 200. I said this earlier in my opening statement. Page 200. Joe Biden, this is a quote, Joe Biden risked serious damage to America's national security when he shared information with his ghostwriter. Shared it with his ghostwriter, the guy who was helping Joe Biden get $8 million. And oh, by the way, Mr. Herr, what did that ghostwriter do with the information Joe Biden shared with him on his laptop? What did he do after you were named special counsel?
Chairman, if you're referring to the audio recordings that Mr. Zwanitzer created of his conversations with
exactly what I'm referring to.
He slid, if I remember correctly, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer.
Tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he?
Correct.
That's a fancy way of saying he put it in the trash. Try to dump the trash. Nothing to see here. Why would we want to see this? Why would we want to see the 2 terabytes of data from the January 6th committee? Why would we want to see Pfizer's phase one clinical trial data? Why would the FDA want 50 to 75 years to keep that away from us? Why would they want to delete and make evaporate all of the, 1,000 interviews that they conducted for January 6th? Isn't it so obvious? Oh, no, we don't have the chain of custody logs. What are you talking about? What? It's obvious. Matt Gaetz picks it up from there, says, okay, so let's talk about this ghostwriter. I mean, I'm trying to drill down, sir, on why you don't think that there are charges that are warranted. What does somebody have to do to the Department of Justice, who's not a conservative, to be charged? Listen.
So the ghostwriter purposefully deletes this evidence that seems to be like show culpability of Biden's crimes, and you don't charge him. Why did you not charge the ghostwriter with obstructing justice and deleting evidence?
Well, for a number of reasons that are laid out in the report, but in brief, Congressman, yes, when we interviewed the ghostwriter, he did tell us, and I'm trying to get the exact language, that one of the things on his mind, one of the things he was aware of, was that I had been appointed special counsel and was conducting an investigation.
Right, so he didn't, just so everybody knows, the ghostwriter didn't delete the recordings just as a matter of happenstance. Ghostwriter has recordings of Biden making admissions of crimes. He then learns that you've been appointed. He then deletes the information that is the evidence, and you don't charge him.
That is reflected in the report, and one of the reasons...
Like, what does somebody have to do to get charged with obstruction of justice by you? If deleting the evidence of crimes doesn't count, what would meet the standard?
So, Congressman, as we state in the relevant chapter of the report, one of the things that Mr. Zwanitzer did not delete was transcripts of the recordings that he had created that included inculpatory evidence relating to Mr. Biden.
Oh, so if you destroy some evidence but not other evidence, that somehow absolves you of the evidence you destroy?
Look, America sees this, right? We can walk through it bit by bit, but you know that they treat Donald Trump one way, they treat Joe Biden another way. They treat conservative parents at school board meetings one way, and they treat Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters another way. I mean, it's obvious. This is Representative Laurel Lee. She's from Florida, and she says something about the Department of Justice. Now that everybody knows that Joe Biden indiscriminately managed these details, these classified documents, top secret, holy cow, our adversaries know, and other countries that might, consider doing work with us, would think now that our secrets aren't very secret. Why ever would we get in bed with the United States? Is there damage control being done, sir?
Since the release of the report, to your knowledge, has the Justice Department started to analyze a damage assessment of what may have been disclosed by these documents being mishandled and any ongoing national security risks from the inappropriate storage and retention of the documents?
Congresswoman, my understanding is that such a damage assessment is underway in coordination and cooperation with the members of the intelligence community.
Now, isn't that the number one thing we should be talking about? If we could all just live in Realville and say Joe Biden is out, he's off the reservation, he ain't coming back. It doesn't work like that. Dementia does not work like that, ladies and gentlemen. It does not. But you know what we've got to do? We've got to make sure our defense systems, our secrets are strong. You got a bunch of lackeys walking around who never should have been hired, who Joe Biden blamed for mishandling his stuff, and nobody's going to pay the price for it. And you and I are going to be in danger. Oh, well, they don't care. You know they don't care. So, what do the Democrats ask about? They must be very concerned, too. National security, top secret information, a president who seems like he's not with it, tends to lie. Let's hear what the Democrats want to know from Robert Herr. Oh boy, it's next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. We're hiring too many of the wrong people to do bad jobs for this country. And it gets to the whole root of this election integrity thing. Because I look at my state, the land before time, Pennsylvania, I got to scratch my head. I got to really wonder if in Allegheny County, where I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with my husband and our sons, if there was really a socialist who was hired, elected to be our county executive. Really? Because like Cori Bush's St. Louis, Pittsburgh is swirling down a toilet bowl. And it's because of morons who are elected. And you have to wonder, are they really being elected, or is the system in such a capacity that they can always count on winning? I think we should probably be able to know that. There's a great push in Pennsylvania right now going on. My friend Sam Faddis told me about this. It's a push for hand counting of all ballots. Hand counting, hand verifying. Teams all across every single county, 67 of them in Pennsylvania. Now, maybe that would get us a little bit more confidence in our elections. Because right now, when I hear people like Pramila Jayapal, I want you to hear her questioning of special counsel Robert Herr. It is rude. She sets up her commentary with a fallacy, saying that Joe Biden did nothing wrong. In fact, he's the best of the best. And in fact, Mr. Herr, your report found nothing. And then when he jumps in, as he did with Matt Gaetz, and says, well, I do want to make one clarification, because it's not true that Joe Biden did not lie. She cuts him off and pulls a Maxine Waters, snitty, reclaiming my time. I want to throat punch people. I want to reach through the camera and just go, ha-pa, and be like, yes, I feel better. It's so rude. It's so juvenile. It's so petty. And it's one of the many reasons I say today, the theme of the show, Donald Trump owns the Democrats. Here's Pramila Jayapal of Suck.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden.
Nope.
For every document you discussed in your report,
nope.
You found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials. The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of the word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word
Herr,
that
I'm going to continue with my questions.
That's not part of my task as a
I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that,
that
the term
that I ultimately reached related I know that to whether the term, sufficient evidence existed such that the likely
you
outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
Him. I know that
I did
the
not
term
exonerate
willful
him. That word
retention
does not appear in the report,
has a Congresswoman. Mr. Herr, it's my time.
It's really
Thank
not
you.
Your time, witch. We pay your salary. How dare you sit there and be such a twit? You're an embarrassment. Another one of these hires. Somebody without the mental acuity, the wherewithal, or the love of America. This woman is a disaster. And kudos to Robert Herr. He keeps going, well, I got to take umbrage with something that you said. I didn't exonerate. We didn't exonerate anyone. What I said was, in no uncertain terms, dude is senile. He's demented. He can't be held accountable because I'm not so sure he can make it into the courtroom. That's my assessment. But it's my show, and I get a chance to do that. Did you hear how she did that, though? Reclaiming my time. This is my time. I will do my time. You will speak when spoken to. Treated like children. This is part of the liberal disease, ladies and gentlemen. You can see it. It's easy to diagnose. Let's proceed. Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler. Oh, bless his heart. Jerry Nadler tries to make some kind of a distinction between Donald Trump. Donald Trump mishandling. Donald Trump is not the one we're discussing here, yo. This is about Joe Biden. This is about Joe Biden's classified documents. This is about Joe Biden's classified documents at the Penn Biden Center and the Naval Observatory. This is about Joe Biden's classified documents all over the freaking place. Focus, Jer. Focus. But in this brilliance, he decides to prove the Republicans' point. Listen.
Special Counsel Smith found that President Trump obstructed his investigation by suggesting that his attorney falsely represent to the FBI and grand jury that Trump did not have the documents called for by the grand jury subpoena. At any point in your investigation, did you have any reason to believe that President Biden lied to you?
Yeah.
I do address in my report one response the president gave to a question that we had posed to him that we deemed to be not credible.
Was it clear he didn't lie?
I'm sorry, Congressman.
The report is clear that he didn't lie. Or that he caused his staff to lie to you, and that he didn't cause his staff to lie to you. Your report is clear on that. Do you agree that causing someone to lie to the FBI is a classic example of obstruction of justice?
Oh, I'm just going to blow right past that. See, Jerry wasn't very equipped there. Jerry's like Chris Cuomo. When Chris Cuomo wants to come out and say that we should all kumbaya, we're all in this together. Even though for the last 3 years I've demonized all of you people who've talked about real things like science and data, who spoke out about the vaccines, who were worried about lockdowns, who spoke up about the riots, right? You know, maybe Jerry Nadler should do a little research there. You didn't find that he lied. Well, actually, he did lie, and we did say that. Well, I'm going to blow past that. Jerry Nadler, bless his heart. Adam Schiff, still a dirtbag. He tries to excoriate her. He tries to finger wag like a disappointed parent, right? A disappointed parent who's a bad parent, who's trying to tell you, you should be better, but they're terrible. You don't do what I say. Well, neither do you. Here's Adam Schiff trying to guilt, shame Robert Herr. How could you write these things about Joe Biden? Enjoy.
And it was your obligation to follow that policy in this report, was it not?
It was also my obligation to write a confidential report for the Attorney General explaining completely
my decision. You did write was deeply prejudicial to the interests of the president. You say it wasn't political, and yet you must have understood. You must have understood the impact of your words. You must have understood the impact of your decision to go beyond the specifics of a particular document, to go to the very general, to your own personal, prejudicial, subjective opinion of the president.
Shut up.
One you knew would be amplified by his political opponent. One you knew that would influence a political campaign. You had to understand that. And you did it anyway.
He's lecturing Bob Herr about his own bias. When during the impeachment of Donald Trump, was it one or two? I lose track. He did his own dream sequence of the phone call between Trump and Zelensky and tried to pass it off as something that was real. Hey, Adam, you're a feckless hack, and I hope Steve Garvey is watching and his campaign is grabbing all of this because you deserve to go down in a ball of flames. Well, only to be outdone by my boyfriend. Yes, indeed, you didn't know this. Jamie Raskin, his integrity and how he never lies and everything. It's really,
the hair.
It does such a turn on for all of us. It is the hair. Here's Jamie Raskin alleging political grands. He's going to go off on some fascism sidebar, which is curious because that's exactly the world in which we live under these Democrats right now. So let's tune into Jamie Raskin. Let's go.
This, my friends, this is a memory test. But it's not a memory test for President Biden. It's a memory test for all of America. Do we remember fascism? Do we remember Nazism? Do you remember communism and totalitarianism? Have we completely forgotten the sacrifices of our parents and grandparents in prior generations? While we play pin the tail on the donkey in this wild goose chase, all of these silly games,
fascism. Okay, these are the people who went after parents and Catholics, who censored our speech, who threw their political opponents in jail, who locked down our freaking cities and forced an experimental gene scrambler on people. And Jamie Raskin, who apparently has bought stock in Grecian formula, now is telling us about this? Come on. Now, it should not be this enjoyable. I agree. We should be much more stoic. These are serious proceedings. They behave like traditional, typical Democrat children. This is what they do. They're outraged. Do you know why they're outraged? They're outraged because Bob Herr said Joe Biden is not competent to stand trial. It's not that he's so nice of a guy. It's not that everybody out there thinks he's a swell person, and that because of that grandfatherly, well-meaning senility, that no jury would find him guilty of anything. He's not physically capable. Now, Bob Herr should have come out and said, excuse me, Congressman Raskin, suck it. I should have said that he's a senile old fart who doesn't know his way through the freaking, you know, Rose Garden, let alone onto a national stage to guide the United States of America. But I didn't. But now that you've ticked me off, we're going to play. You want to play? Let's play. Dude is out to lunch. He's not available. He willfully kept the stuff, and he did it for his own enrichment. He cashed in on an $8 million check to write a memoir. Who on God's green earth would want to read a Joe Biden memoir? P.S. How many of you have seen, ever, a Joe Biden bumper sticker, a Biden-Harris t-shirt, except the people that are giving them from the Catholic charities and whatnot, the NGOs at the border. Who out there is out? Yes, Joe Biden. He had dozens of people attend his rally in Atlanta last week. Donald Trump had 30,000, and that doesn't count the spillover. And they want you to believe that it's going to be close. We'll see. The fun part about knowing all of this is that we can sit back and we can assess the ridiculosity, if you will, of their allegations. How dare you talk about Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died? Well, we really didn't. He brought it up and then he started meandering and he couldn't finish his thoughts. And then people in the room had to correct him on the date. And that led to our assessment that there ain't no way in hell dude's going to be able to find his way to a courtroom. I was being nice. I was giving you a break, and it's still not good enough. But wait until you hear Hank Johnson.
In the You'll Be Dumber.
I hurt just a little bit in advance of dropping Hank Johnson on you. Thank God Guam hasn't yet capsized. We'll be right back on the Wendy Bell Radio program. All right, so I want to get right to this. We have four more hack pieces of sound for you. Hank Johnson, the IQ wizard, is going to come out here. And, you know, one of the strategies when you're losing and you're on live television and everybody watches you suck is to attack the integrity, impugn the integrity and the reputation, the motivation of the person you're speaking to. I find it is a great strategy. It's terrible. It's gross. It sounds very defensive. And when someone like Hank Johnson, who is just a dope, is the guy saying it, it is a swing and it is a miss. Here, ladies and gentlemen, you are now dumber. Here is Hank Johnson.
Whatsoever in
you
my
are,
work,
you are a member of the Federalist Society, are you not?
And fair.
Are you a member of the Federalist Society?
I am not a member of the Federalist Society.
But you are a Republican, though, aren't you?
I am a registered Republican.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
And you're doing everything you can do to get President Trump reelected so that you can get appointed as a federal judge or perhaps to another position in the Department of Justice. Isn't that correct?
Congressman, I have no such aspirations, I can assure you, and I can tell you that partisan politics had no place whatsoever in my work. It had no place in the investigative steps that I took. It had no place in the decision that I made. And it had no place in a single word of my report.
Thank you.
That's just gross. Hank, you're just gross. I'm not going to waste too much time on you because we're better than that. Don't you deserve better leadership than that? Don't you deserve someone who did their research? Because it wouldn't be hard to find out if he was a member of the Federalist Society, which would make me like him even more. What's the Federalist Society? Oh, you know, the American conservative libertarian legal organization that advocates for an originalist interpretation of the United States Constitution. Oh my gosh. Can you believe that? They believe in the Constitution. Awful. Away with them. Hank Johnson doesn't even do his research. He's that much of a klutz. And then he says, you are a Republican, as though that's a scarlet letter. And then somebody in the background's like, right? So there's Hank Johnson. Here's Adam Schiff. He's going to give Hank a run for his money. And Robert Hur is going to take umbrage, of course, with the idea that he should have presented a different report for public consumption that didn't say Joe Biden was mentally shot. OK, he thinks, Adam Schiff thinks, that it was incumbent upon Bob Hur to water down his report, to not create the reality and put it out on paper that Joe Biden is shot. Listen, go.
Let me just go to some of the differences here between the president's conduct and Mr. Trump's.
Who cares?
In the superseding indictment, on page 3, it says that Mr. Trump suggested that his attorney falsely represent to the FBI and grand jury that he did not have documents called for by the grand jury subpoena. You didn't find anything like that with respect to Mr. Biden, did you?
Congressman, I do not have the Trump indictment in front of me, but I need to address something that you said in your prior question. What you were suggesting is that I needed to provide a different version of my report that would be fit for public release. That is nowhere in the rules. I was to prepare a confidential report that was comprehensive and thorough of an
explanation. What is in the rules, Mr. Herr, what is in the rules is you don't gratuitously do things to prejudice the subject of an investigation when you're declining to prosecute. You don't gratuitously add language that you know will be useful in a political campaign. You were not born yesterday. You understood exactly what you were doing. It was a choice. You certainly didn't have to include that language. You could have said, vis-a-vis the documents that were found at the university, the president did not recall. There is nothing more common. You know this. I know this. There is nothing more common with a witness of any age when asked about events that are years old to say, I do not recall.
Oh, you just don't like it when things come out that you don't like, Adam. You're the slimiest snake of them all. You are sleazy. You are a scumbag, and everybody knows it. Do us a favor, and don't sit there and finger-wag us and tell us what we should do and shouldn't do. So judgy, Adam. And I'm sure the people in California whose vote you want for Senate don't like being talked down to either. Eric Swalwell, he's going to pick up the ball and run with it. Let's see what Eric Swalwell, who was sleeping with a Chinese spy, right? Let's talk about let's hear him admonish Robert Herr and say, you know what? You can do better. Listen.
You want to be perceived, understandably, as credible. And so I want to first see if you will pledge to not accept an appointment from Donald Trump if he is elected again as president.
Congressman, I'm not here to testify what will happen in the
considering
future.
Considering what I just laid out.
I'm here to talk about the report and the work that went into it.
But you don't want to be associated with that guy again, do you?
Congressman, I'm not here to offer any opinions about what may or may not happen in the future. I'm here to talk about the work that went into the report, which I stand by.
They have one goal. They are obsessed. They are consumed. They are owned by Donald Trump. And finally, Steve Cohen. Guy's about to lose his mind. In fact, loses his train of thought. So he might be on the senile train too. Freaking out over Matt Gaetz saying, well, listen.
To be president, you need to have values. You need to have an understanding of what values America has and needs to maintain to keep the world safe and peaceful. That's dealing with Ukraine. That's dealing with difficult people like Netanyahu and Israel to try to get something done that's correct. That's what Joe Biden does, and understanding Social Security and Medicaid are important institutions that help seniors, not senile people. I mean, I really object to that comment. People see nobody suggests he's senile, and that's disrespectful of senior people with any kind of memory disability. Lots of seniors have memory disability, but they're not senile, and to do such was shameful. Joe Biden is a competent, good.
He's a competent, good president. I say so. And you're being ableist and ageist and ugly. And that's all we know how to do is to be heard over everything and then sneak around behind closed doors and just suck. Let us continue doing it. Ugh, I'm sweating a little bit now. It's just too good. It's too good. All right. Hour number three of the Wendy Bell Radio program is on tap. Joe Biden isn't the only liar out there. I got another one for you. Now, if you're allowed to lie under oath and there's never a consequence, hi, Fauci, why wouldn't everybody lie? Let's go there next.